on.
He probably did.
When you start audio booing, I'll go down and check it out.
So, hi everybody. We are live from the porch of the house of Whoopi.
Yeah, it is too.
The house itself. I swear I'm just going to have to, like, do an audio boo walkthrough after this of all the places that do that. That Whoopi, yes. We actually have a nice, well, not huge yard, but...
Big enough for a
terrier.
Who's very much enjoying it.
Horn
blows, does the driver...
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, good point.
Apparently we have black squirrels that come up in the winter and get food, so we're going to have to get squirrel food.
Is that some...
Put a bird feeder up here.
Gina tell you that?
Yeah.
See, she's good for something, even if she is an old biddy.
Hey, be nice. She may be out.
I was kidding. Sorry if anybody... Yeah, anyway... She's cool.
I'm not fond of my dog, but...
Well...
King's one of those animals that you either love him or hate him, so...
Yeah.
And we love him, so he's good.
He's awesome.
Are you bacon? You bacon?
And especially, I think he's really coming into his own now, having a place to go out. When this place gets all fenced up completely... We'll be able to kind of let him.
He's all, like, bacon and stuff. He's all...
Right now, we have a...
Run line.
A run line that goes from our porch steps...
Out to one of the fences.
Out
it's
to...
It's got a flexi on it.
A fence. And then it's got a... Yeah, it's got a flexi so he can...
Pretty
you know...
go anywhere he wants.
Yeah. Basically the run line, you know, keeps them contained for now until the rest of the fence gets put in.
Yeah.
But,
he's
got a long lead. Oh, shit.
I knew this.
His main flexi?
His main flexi is up here. I'm going in because I have to
pee. If I'm going to go get that, I'm going to have to borrow your flip-flops.
What?
I have no shoes on.
The
cup that just fell over.
Oh, just leave it.
You said it, not me.
It'll blow out of the yard eventually. Yay! Come on, boy.
What'd you do that for?
Come here.
He's fine. He can run around if he wants.
He's up here now. Good boy. You ready to go in? Are you baked? Come here.
Are you a hot dog? Come here, hot dog. Like,
no, I'm busy sniffing. Come here. Are you a hot dog? You ready to go in? All right, sit.
So now the dog is
going to
go back in.
Well, he's, like, panting and roasting.
He probably wants water. Yeah, I need to take this. I should have come out without the sweatshirt. It's Burville inside.
Yeah, but it's not out here. Here, come here.
We have a window air conditioner. I'm actually going to do this as a walkthrough.
You coming in then?
Yeah. King's coming in, so I'll come in. And besides, I can kind of feel I'm starting to bake a little bit, so.
Well, you're wearing a sweatshirt.
Well... I would have taken it off, actually.
Okay.
I got this one.
All right, come in.
We have a screen door and a...
Regular door,
which I'm going to make damn sure it gets locked this time.
Yes.
Because I sort of foobarred that last time. The door is officially locked.
You have to lock the deadbolt before the other one for some reason.
No, you don't.
Oh. Well, anyway...
I just did it the other way around.
Okay. Did it lock all the way?
And...
Your butt's in the way.
Sorry. Yeah, the deadbolt's locked, dude.
Well,
You don't have to, yeah, okay. So we're still learning about this place. And crashing into things, because we're still in the moving stages. Anyway, there's a kitchen here. Walk in from the back door through the kitchen. Which, opposite which is a mini bathroom. Well, go pee. You're, like, right in front of the friggin' bathroom, after all.
Well.
And then in the back over here, we have the entrance to the upstairs.
Oh, man.
In the back of the kitchen. What?
I'm not answering your phone. That sucks.
Well, dang. Maybe your phone died. Or something.
She tried to call me back.
Oh, well, maybe she's having technical difficulties. Well, do it. You're in the right place, a great place for it. Anyway, we got a main living room, or main kind of dining room slash workspace. It's kind of more work room than dining room, in after all. Yep, well, because you said that, and that kind of got in my...
Into the geek room.
Yeah, well, you said that, and it kind of got in my head, except we need to get some friggin',
more comfortable office chairs in there.
Well, what we need is... Well, that, and we needed to get some converters, because
well,
we have...
except for my office chair, which is also a recliner.
Yeah, you have the good... You and Mark have the good ones.
Yeah, we need to get you an office chair.
I need a decent desk chair. The Floyd chair is a good sit-down, hangout chair, but I'd like to have a proper roll-around desk chair. I should just take that
you
little...
Know, your audio booths, when I'm in them, are like the audio booths of shame. Or like the audio booth no shame.
When are you not in my audio booths anymore?
Making them... Turning your timeline into the timeline of shame.
Ha ha! No, it's like you said, it's a timeline of no shame. I'm right up there with you.
Pretty much.
So anyway, we got this big sort of central room here with a big old window air conditioner that makes it Burrville. What?
I'm hungry.
Oh, go eat something.
We're going to go out and eat in a minute.
Oh, dork. You're right. I need to find a pair of shorts, damn it.
Go find some shorts.
Or at least lighter pants. Actually, these are my lightest pants, actually. As it so happens.
And you have shorts.
Yeah, I think I need to wash them all.
Huh?
I said, I think they need to be washed. Anyway.
You have multiple pairs of shorts, do you not?
Well, you wore one of them, and I've worn at least one, and I think if there are any others there are in those, like, big old trash bags that are mostly your stuff. I think. Most of mine was in there.
If it fits, wear it. I don't
care. Okay, whatever. I know, right? That's the only thing I have to watch.
I don't give pink and purple.
You and I should just start doing friggin' unisex.
We usually do.
That way we can, like, trade shit off and stuff.
You.
No, I suppose you wouldn't. So, anyways. I'm going away now. Because you're downstairs and I'm audio-booing the upstairs.
Bye.
So, we're gonna... come up here, like this, and we just came out of the kitchen, and we're going up. What's that line from Chorus Line? Up the steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Oh. Doesn't know the song, so she throws in her own. Alright, we're gonna come over here. This place needs some prepping and whatnot, and I need to find some very long extension cords because I need to run power to this room. I'll be darned if I'm gonna not run power to this room. This place is awesome. We are in... Alright, here is one of the... I'm going to go like this. Oh, wait, I can't because I'm attached to that. Okay. But there's a There's the farting spot in the floor. But this is the music room. Small slash sound room. It's nice and small. I can tune stuff. I can play stuff, practice stuff, or anybody who wants to. But mainly me being the music person in the household, the main music person in the household. Yeah. As long as I'm not walking around on the farting floor, the sound is awesome in here. I'm gonna have fun putting that stand up for the keyboard, but I'm not gonna do that right now. Anyway, all the instruments are in here and stuff. Squeak out of the door.
Hey, could you tell her I couldn't find that weather stripping in there?
I'm actually going in there, so I'll take a quick look.
It's nowhere near where she said it was, by the way.
I'll take a quick look here. In a second. So anyway, this is the upstairs. There's, you know, bedrooms, bathroom, all that kind of fun stuff. But yeah, we're getting ourselves established. You just heard my housemate Mark, friend and housemate Mark, passing by. And I'm going to go away, quote unquote, and look for the weather stripping. But this is the hello random object on the floor, which I need to find and do something. Oh, there's my water bottle. Okay. Anyway, this is what happens when a dude with ADD audio booze. You get something like this. So there you have it. This is the awesome place that we have found, and it's cool. Oops. Yep.
Alright,
buddy. Alright. Alrighty, I shall go be delivery boy. You got your key? Okay. Where is your cane? Oh, I see it. Got it? Did I whack you with it?
No.
Okay. I'll meet you back there.
He's not real happy with you
leaving him. He's watching.
Yeah, he's
watching,
but he's okay. He's
kind of
fidgety.
If he gets... Yeah. Okay. I'm at the house, she'll be at the store, we'll be easy to find, so okay. If you have trouble, he'll be fine. Yeah, that's Kingy for you. Thanks, Juanita! Somebody's doing trash. Or something. Never seem to find. This a paper shredder.
Take it easy as you can, man, and just, you know, just rest up. All right, bro. I'll talk to you a little later. Yep, you take care too, brother. Yep. Bye-bye. What up?
So I got this crazy meat market delivery for a Mr. Lee.
Oh, thank you.
You betcha.
Hey. Here. There's a tip for your trouble. It's all
Thank
I got.
You.
Sorry.
That's all good. It'll make a good bus fare or something.
Where's Joe?
She's coming. She's grabbing something at the main store real quick.
The main store.
Yep.
Man, Denise just was not in a good mood yesterday.
Well. It probably didn't help that...
It was a bad time to go and ask for a tab.
Yeah. Well, and it probably didn't help that I thought I'd left that 20 over there.
Oh, that was... She didn't even say anything about that, Terrence.
Yeah.
She didn't say nothing about that.
Well, because somebody said something today. Chris said something to Juanita. Now, make sure you give her correct change or something like that. And we told him about the stove light again.
Is he coming over today, he said, or what?
I don't know that he is.
Oh, you know, he's been knowing we've had that issue since, like...
Yeah.
He hooked it up, because he tried lighting the fucking burner. Who knows?
Oh, he tried it and it wouldn't go, okay.
Yeah, so he knew, he knows about it.
Yeah. Well, Joe reminded him about it, so... So,
I'm gonna go up and eat real quick.
You're gonna eat upstairs? Okay.
Yeah, I like to read
all. There you go. What's this one? I can actually look inside of it and. Enough. If I just poke it like that. It is. Oh, hey! Haha, I found the sound bar, I think. It's a flat speaker looking thing with a. No, I don't think it has a clip. It's a. No, this one actually looks like it stands up. It's a tall speaker with a stand up-y thingy with no cord.
That's just a speaker.
Yeah.
I don't know where the mate to it is. That's not the soundbar.
That's what I was saying. I thought it was, and then I looked at it. More.
So the soundbar is a lot smaller.
Oh.
It's flat. It's got the speaker grill on the front, and it's got
Ah, okay.
Clip thing on the back. It's actually supposed to clip to the top of the monitor.
Gotcha. Top ramen? In a box of, like, well, actually, it's a...
What?
Huh?
Yeah, you're looking in a red, that's a bedroom box, I believe. Because I pulled those speakers out of the closet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be back down a little bit.
It's all good. I might finish that kitchen stuff. Actually, and not do this one. I thought maybe I could take it up. I gotta publish my audio boo, actually. That's what I need to do. And I need to take a whiz.